Hey, Zero Block 30 listeners, you can find us every Tuesday and Friday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and YouTube. Prime members can also listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
This episode is brought to you by Body Armor Zero Sugar. The brand new Zero Sugar sports drink from our friends at Body Armor provides real hydration with no artificial sweeteners, flavors, or dyes. And whether you're looking to stay hydrated or recovering from a long weekend, Body Armor Zero Sugar has got you covered. With great tasting flavors like Fruit Punch and Lemon Lime. Available in stores nationwide, head on over to Body Armor Store on Amazon and get yours today.
What does it take to become a NASCAR legend? Generations of victory?
One of the great masters of the sport.
Motor oil in your veins? Does it take irrational confidence?
Tony Stewart wins!
A little bit of last lap magic?
Photo finish!
What about fandom that runs in the family? A track where every mile becomes a memory? Or maybe it's simply knowing that new legacies are built one lap at a time. NASCAR Legends, presented by Geico at Talladega, Sunday at 3 p.m. Eastern on Fox.
Reveille, reveille, reveille! Welcome back to another edition of Zero Blog 30. Today we have a couple things in the magazine for you. One, we're going to talk about some saboteurs from World War II. I could not believe it when I came across this article. It talks about the different methods that the United States made. Their soldier, sailor, airman, whoever, they made you read this book. So if you got caught behind enemy lines or you were just around the enemy, you knew how to sabotage their mission, essentially. We'll also get into the KD News Roundup, where we're going to quickly go through a lot of the news stories around the military, and it's going to be a fun show. Cons is going to talk about biscuits, so stick around for that. But first up, we have the saboteurs. Kate, can you kind of explain where this came from? This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. When you're at your best, you can do great things, but life sometimes gets you bogged down and you may feel overwhelmed or like you're not showing up in the way that you want to. Working with a therapist can help you get closer to the best version of you. Because you feel empowered, you're more prepared to take on everything that life throws at you. I've been using BetterHelp, and so is basically my whole family. My wife uses it, loves it. She loves her therapist so much that she found at BetterHelp that she's upset that we're going to have to move to Chicago because we're going to have to find another one. That's how much she loves her therapist at BetterHelp. And she went through like two or three ones before she got there. That's what makes BetterHelp great, that not every single relationship that you're going to have with your therapist is going to work. And that's why this one is so good, because at BetterHelp, you don't have to worry about that. If you're thinking of giving therapy a try, BetterHelp is a great option. It's convenient, flexible, affordable, and entry online, entirely online, as you were. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. If you want to live a more empowered life, therapy can get you there. Visit betterhelp.com/zero today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/zero.
Okay, so this comes to us from the Military Times and a couple other places. So during World War II, the Office of Strategic Services, aka the OSS, was manned with thousands of soldiers and spies operating behind enemy lines. And you've seen some of the more famous stories. Like, they had Major League Baseball players, actresses, actors, like famous people even were part of the cause of the OSS and infiltrating the enemy. But mostly in occupied Europe, they would organize a local resistance, gather intelligence, and cause chaos for the enemy over there. But as one OSS manual shows, sabotage isn't always about blowing up railways or severing communication lines. Sometimes it's as simple as being the absolute worst employee possible for your Nazi occupiers. So right. Just being a real, go work
it's
for the
a
Nazis.
Real piece of shit.
And be Kevin Malone spilling the chili pot all over. Okay. The simple sabotage field manual published in 1944.
Wait, before we go, like, why can't we no longer name things simplistic like that? Like, that's the most simplistic name that you could, everybody knows when you say what the name of the manual is, what it's going to be about. Now they try to do it where it's a cool word and we'll switch the acronym around to make it fit the word.
Oh yeah. This would be an 18 word acronym for sure. If this was a thing they did today,
that one was good.
But the simple sabotage field manual notes that simple sabotage does not require specially prepared tools or equipment. It is executed by an ordinary citizen who may or may not act individually without the necessity of active connection or an organized group. Basically, they're saying any Joe Schmo can fucking fuck shit up if you want to. If you can dream it, you can do it. The manual is a wealth of knowledge for how to become a nuisance at just about every job. So, like, if you're a janitor, you're over there in Europe, you're behind occupied lines, and they're making you be a janitor, make sure you carelessly gather oily rags and other greasy waste into a pile. Maybe accidentally drop your cigarette on it, you know? Did the person who lit the Bonhomme Richard on fire, is this...
That's possible.
Did they read possible.
They were like, this $400 billion ship, it's a piece of shit. Let's get it out of here.
Yeah. I mean, continuing along that route, they said, as Simple Sabotage says, you can be the first to report the fire that you accidentally set with your cigarette on the oily rags you accidentally gathered. But
oh,
just
no,
don't report
it's burning.
It too soon.
Should I get up and go take it? Oh, no, it's burning even bigger. This is terrible.
Terrible. Let me slowly walk over to this phone and call it in. I dialed the wrong number. Oh, my God.
The flames are growing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If you this reading this made me feel like I'm like there was a spy on that battleship that casually did this and got away with it.
When I read this, I thought this is just the normal behavior of Lance Corporals. Like this is just what they do.
This is every unit has this guy, and maybe Russia has been paying them all along. If you work in an industrial manufacturing job, take horrible care of your tools and be sure to use them incorrectly. Put too much pressure on a drill bit and break it. Keep adding hard, gritty substances to lubricants like dirt, sand, ground glass, or metal filings. Twist combings of human hair, pieces of string, dead insects, and many other common objects will be effective in stopping or hindering the flow of oil through feed lines and filters. So, like, clog up their drains, go wet bandits on their asses. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, tell me you couldn't imagine somebody, a staff NCO, going over and yelling at a young private, hey there, devil dog, why the fuck are you putting beetles into the fuel lines?
Yeah. Like, but this essentially is just a really poorly run MP shop or something like that. Like, this
really is
already a thing. If you're working around gasoline or oil tanks, water, urine, wine, or any other simple liquid you can get in large quantities. Oh, I can get large quantities of urine.
That's right. You talking real about cum?
We'll dilute gasoline fuel to, can you imagine we diluted the Germans' gasoline with cum, it turns
out. Hey, we need a working party, right? Give me some volunteers. I need 15 Marines to go nut in a cup.
Yeah, to a point where no combustion will occur and the cylinder and the engine will not move. But can you imagine how proud you'd feel if the engine actually worked better?
Oh, yeah.
With all your time?
Like super diesel-powered jizz?
Yeah. Oh, wow. Wait a minute. 1 pint to 20 gallons of gasoline is sufficient. If salt water is used, it will cause corrosion and permanent motor damage. When it comes to transportation, covertly turn road signs so that they point in the wrong direction. This is perfect Looney Tunes action.
It really is.
Yes.
Spin the sign around, goes the wrong way. If you're a taxi driver, waste a German officer's time and money. Take the most annoying route possible. If you work, this is, again, happens in New York City all the time. If you work at a telephone switchboard, delay putting the enemy calls through, give them wrong numbers, cut them off accidentally, or forget to disconnect them so the line cannot be used again. I'm starting to feel like Russians work at the VA.
I know. This would be the most fun manual that you could possibly work on in the military. Because typically it'd be like how to use a tank, how to use an artillery round, how to use this and that. And people were bored to tears writing it. Now, this would be fun. And I honestly think if it wasn't 1944, if it was 2022, they might call us to write this manual. Because we can
out. This manual really becomes a page turner. I want to find out what other ridiculous things I can do to mess with the enemy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like how to be Mr. Bean or the Three Stooges. frequently, you can get away with such acts under the cover of pretending to be stupid. The manual's like, just act dumb as fuck and it's fine. Act like you're undernourished and it's like, oh, I didn't know any better. It's like when I get pulled over for speeding. I'm just a girl and I didn't get speed sign.
Do you do that? Does that work?
Look at me. No, it doesn't fucking work, chaps. Jesus.
What do you do when you get pulled over, chaps?
I pay the ticket. I know I'm just gonna get they look at me, tattoos, beard, stupid glasses. They're like, oh, this guy needs a ticket. He's a douchebag.
Yeah.
Like,
When the simple saboteur isn't slashing tires or forgetting to stock the bathroom with toilet paper, yes, that's a suggestion. There is always what the manual refers to as general interference, which is a very official way to describe someone being really annoying at work. If you're in a meeting, talk as frequently as possible. We're talking caveats, 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 circling back, which is a very anecdotes, personal experiences, just basically never shut the fuck up. And that really does kill morale.
It really does.
Like, so how many meetings have you sat through where you're like, I'm gonna jump out the window if this person won't shut the fuck up?
That's, I don't blame them at all. Overall, it's great that they had this. And if I had any MOS that I would want to do, it would be this job. Like, where you just, your job is to go behind enemy lines, fuck things up, and then get out of there without really any risk of death. I guess you do have risk of death.
There's definitely risk of death if you get found out. But do you think this still happens today? Do you think we have spies that just do this sort of thing in other countries?
Did you see the withdrawal from Afghanistan? Yes. We do that.
All right. Fair.
Yeah, we could because
they, in reality, they did. Like, there was different mechanics that went through all those different Blackhawks, all those different up-armored vehicles. They went in. Sometimes they would drop, like, thermite grenades in it that get super hot where it'll melt through the engine block. They did do a lot of that stuff. That would be a fun job.
But what's cool about this one, too, I think, is I don't really know that there's much of an age limit here. You know how you can kind of age out of the military and you know, combat operations, I think, and being effective in a unit on the front lines. Whereas this, I mean, we could be all of our ages now and still go out there and just mess a bunch of things up.
Absolutely. Oh, I bet the olds are. I bet there's been some really old and really young spies that were fucking great at it. Because
I feel like if you had the olds, you could probably just send them out there and they would do this automatically.
Right. Less training time. Just go be yourself.
I'm down at my parents' 55 and up as we speak. And yesterday, they have a group chat. And yesterday, like a dude's, old dude's group chat here. And yesterday, the one guy was like, can anybody tell me? I cannot find the Steelers playoff game anywhere on the TV. And they're like, not on the playoffs, buddy. Anyways, 32 pages long, simple sabotage manual. For would-be saboteurs, I kind of want to get it and read the whole thing. It sounds difficult. Sounds
32 pages? That's awesome.
Are you looking for relief, relaxation, or to party on the motherfucking moon? Then check out 3Chi's new True Strains lineup of cannabis vapes and gummies tailored for specific effects. And the best part? It's delivered straight to your door. Visit 3Chi.com. That's 3Chi.com. And for a limited time, get 20% off with the code BARSTOOL20.
Piss in a Nazi's gas tank. That's all you got to do.
That's basically the summary right there. All right, let's go into Katie's news roundup. What do you got, Kate?
All right, huge news. A Navy veteran, a sailor, was freed from Russia after about 9 months. A Navy veteran who'd been detained for the last 9 months was freed on Thursday. Taylor Dudley, age 35, of Lansing, Michigan, had been held in custody since April. How did he get there? I was like, wow, I didn't hear this story. What happened here? Dudley was at a music festival in Poland, and this is wild speculation on my part. At some point during the music festival, he crosses the border into Russia. It's unclear why he did so. Pussy. Right. He's chasing pussy. in the middle, and maybe tripping balls. Anyway, he accidentally winds up in the middle of this music festival in Russia. I could totally see that happening.
Oh, yeah, they're like, very close. You could stumble across the border. Easy.
I'm speculating here, but if you're at a and I feel like European music festivals go different. Like, I feel like those people are awake for 4 days. They don't see the sunlight. They go a lot harder than everybody else. I don't know.
Do you want to know one of the most fucked up things about that area of the world besides the war?
Of course.
Sure.
So, did you guys see the Pornhub rankings for last year?
No.
Can't say that I did.
Ukrainian women went up by like 90%. Of what people search for on Pornhub. They were searching for way more Ukrainian porn.
Okay.
Anyway, this guy, when he got out of the Navy in 2008, like, he hadn't been in the Navy since 2008. So this just happened he didn't have a close connection to the military, but he did go to
Pornhub and looked up Ukrainian.
No, he had attended Nuclear Field A School. So imagine you get detained by Russia and you know in the back of your mind you're hungover. Again, I'm wildly speculating here. And you're like, oh my God, I haven't been in the military for years, but Russia's going to see I went to like a nuke school and I crossed into their border at 3 a.m. Oh my fucking God. But truly super glad that he's back home. Apparently his family put up a tremendous effort. It was more private communications and everything that got him back. And the U.S. government like looked into it and they're like, he this was a total fucking mistake. There was nothing wrongful about what he did. Like, he just fucked up. So really, really glad that he's back.
So Russia just gave him back? They didn't say what they got in return? They're just like, oh, he was goofing, and next thing you know, he's over there?
There was no prisoner exchange, nothing like that. They just, like, turned it back over. And he was kind of in the no man's land. Russia owns this chunk of land kind of, like, right on the border of Poland that's not fully full Russia, but it still is. And so he was kind of in that no man's land.
Ish.
And they were able to negotiate, thankfully, and get him back. So look more into that story if you want to hear the details on that.
I would kind of feel, I know this is inappropriate to say, but I would feel like a loser if I got captured by Russia and they're just like, we'll give this guy back. Loser.
For free.
Yeah.
Like, no, you guys, you can have
I'm not saying he's a loser, but that's how I would feel. I'd be like, what do you mean?
Merchant of death? Nobody wants the merchant of death for me?
Trade me for somebody. Come on. Even anyone. I'll take any one of those fellas that fell out the hospital window. Trade me for him.
Yeah. Up next, boner pills. We're talking boner pills. According to the Military Times, data from the Defense Health Agency indicates the DOD spent $41.6 million on Viagra, $84.24 million total on drugs for erectile dysfunction back in 2014. You know, sometimes it takes a while to aggregate all this info. Mm-hmm. Since 2011, the bill for covering drugs like Viagra, Cialis, Levitra for active and retired military personnel and their eligible family members has totaled $294 million, nearly as much as four F-35 Joint Strike Fighters. So hopefully the boners have fewer early ejections than we've seen with the F-35. You know what
I'm saying? Exactly right. You don't want that kind of ejection at all. I sent this article to Kate last night. The lead on the article from CBS News was incredible. They said to open up this article, thinking about war all day long must put a damper on a man's sex life, or at least that's what a recently published report would suggest.
Yeah,
thinking about war and beating off.
$294 million on essentially boner pills. Worth noting, and the government, like taxpayer money covers that, but I will argue like that is a serious issue and you should get medicine for it if that's a problem, because sex does matter. It's a big
affects
deal, whatever.
Everybody. Yeah.
So anyway, $294 million covered by the U.S. government for these boner pills. Less than 10% of these documented prescriptions were actually for active duty troops. 90% went to veterans, family members covered by military health plans. Also worth noting, 100% of women who are veterans, retirees, or family members covered by military health plans still have to pay for their birth control and their contraceptives and all the stuff they need. But guys, I'm glad you get your boner pills for free.
Well, I'm going to play devil's advocate here. I'm actually very surprised that the military is willing to pay for the drugs that you've mentioned, because I understand, you know, some people might need them for reproductive purposes or any other purpose under the sun why you would take those pills, but it's somewhat elective. No, like you don't have to procreate, you don't to survive.
Yes, but part it's men who need it. But it's men who need it, and it's men running the shops here, and so it's men deciding that you.
Well,
all
yeah,
get it
but
for
so
free.
To your point, Kate, like,
and
yeah,
we gotta
like,
pay for our fucking right. IEDs, so why the bombs in our
why they shouldn't have to, women shouldn't have to pay for those? Then I guess is what I'm ultimately trying to say.
Right.
You're gonna
I
give
think
them,
the government should pay for both, and I also think that Congress should sign legislation that you can't overcharge. And if the military health kits, really anybody, like the insulin thing, a couple months ago there was this bill that was going through the House and it actually got approved by the House that would cap monthly insulin costs for everybody in America at $25. They would enforce that on drug companies, and then they said no. It got voted down in the Senate. It didn't go through. I don't know why. I mean, I don't understand why we don't do certain things that would benefit everybody. Like if you don't have insulin, you need insulin, you should be able to get it.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
That would make so much more sense. Well, insulin, it's like there's people who need that to live. Whereas the boner pills, I get it's part of the human condition, but you don't need it to survive.
Disagree. Right. I mean, if you take sex away from a lot of people, what are they getting to 9 o'clock for? I mean,
goodness, that's true.
Yeah. Mm. I mean,
speaking of, though.
And hold on, one more thing about this. Mm-hmm. The olds are the ones doing it, and they're a little bit more prudy with their conversation. They don't like talking about sex stuff. Like, our generation would be going there like, "Doc, my fucking cock won't get big anymore. What's going on?" Yeah. But the older ones would be like, "I'm trying to have a little bit of sex, and things are getting wild." And you just can't do it.
You just got to come out and say it. You need boner pills.
Yeah. So if we have older Vietnam veterans listening, just tell them you can't get your dick hard. Simple.
No big deal. You're going to get those pills. Mm-hmm. Huge news. This is actually really amazing and wonderful. Starting January 17th, veterans in suicidal crisis can go to any VA or non-VA healthcare facility for free emergency healthcare. This includes inpatient or crisis residential care for up to 30 days and outpatient care for up to 90 days. So say I'm having a crisis and I'm like, oh my God, I'm freaking out right now, but I can't afford, I'm like not registered with the VA and I can't afford whatever right now. I can still go. The VA will reimburse me. So this increases access to acute suicide care for up to 9 million vets who are not enrolled in the VA. You don't have to be enrolled in the VA at all to use this benefit. So look into it. The VA website has all the info that you need, but basically you don't have to go through any red tape bureaucracy, because I know a lot of times that is a huge thing that stops veterans from even seeking help in the first place, is thinking of the mess of paying for the care, of signing up for it, blah, 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 blah. If you're in crisis, get to your nearest hospital. Doesn't matter which one, the VA is going to, you're going to get it covered.
That's the part that I was surprised. I thought, sure, going to the VA makes a lot of sense, but the fact that they went to the step that they should have, and any hospital is where you can go if you're having this type of crisis, that is a wild change from where the VA has been in the past. Wild.
Yeah, because so many veterans, if people can believe it, don't go to the trouble to get connected to the VA once they're done serving, and they're just languishing out there. And if they don't have a job that provides medical, they're just screwed. They're sitting there thinking like, well, I can't afford this, so I just got to deal with it somehow. And I think it's phenomenal they finally realized like, no, we got to help these people no matter what.
Yeah. And I think agree. Double check, go do your own research, look into it. But I think even like the ambulance ride is covered, if that's what you need. Like, they really are making huge steps there, so go check that out. And again, if you're in crisis, like, do not hesitate to call and seek some help. Finally, debt limit alert. The U.S. will reach its statutory debt limit next Thursday. We're hitting our big debt ceiling. Can't go any more debt than this. And much like every PFC out there doing the same, the U.S. is going to continue to spend recklessly anyway. I think they're about to purchase 7 trillion Nokia phones from that hot girl at the Fayetteville Mall kiosk with the big titties. They're going to do that anyway. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen warned House Speaker McCarthy that it is critical for Congress to act in a timely manner to, as per usual, just increase or suspend the debt limit again. So that.
Hey guys, it's Big Cat, and Fight Week is here. Rough and Rowdy 24 invades Clarksburg, West Virginia this Friday night, April 19th at 8 p.m. Eastern. For the first time since Rough and Rowdy 1, every single fight will be a brand new brawler, and we found the wildest hillbillies the holler has to offer. Order now to enjoy 20 amateur matchups with no headgear, plus our live ring girl contest after the final bell. These country roads are being paved with blood and grit and balls. Join me and Dave on the call for Rough and Rowdy 24 this Friday night at 8 p.m. Eastern. Witness all the chaos with pay-per-view replay available all weekend long on buyrnr.com. That's buyrnr.com.
There is no debt limit.
I mean, but they have to. Like, you can't fund the government if you don't. Like, you're really in like a rock and a hard place. Like, what government programs do you shut down if you let this go on? So basically what Secretary Yellen is doing, I think, is kind of like looking at this debt ceiling, knowing that the new House of Representatives will never vote to increase it. She's kind of sitting there like I was in college, where you know that your bank account's getting really low, but you just ignore it and act like it's not. You're just like, I don't know what's going on in there. It doesn't affect me at all. Same thing with grades. I don't know what grade I have. It's fine. I'm sure it'll all work out.
I don't know. This strikes me as, I think we all had these friends growing up whose parents, they would talk a big game like, oh, you're going to be grounded, or we're going to take your car away. And then nothing ever happened. They like to keep talking about like, oh, this is as high as we're going to go. We're not going any higher. And then push comes to shove, and they'll just raise the debt limit again.
And if they don't do it in time, they'll all be fine. It's the Coast Guard that doesn't get paid, so who gives a fuck, you know? So right? It's the Coasties that end up getting fucked
it's
here.
It's usually the troops that are part of it, and then the Coast Guard does get screwed, man.
Screwed, right.
Like, we need to bring them back into the DOD. I understand.
Put them under
that
our
did
wing
that.
A little bit.
Why? Yeah. Like, it made no sense. Like, they're, I guess, because they're technically the Homeland Security.
Right.
Who knows? Still. But that's
defending.
The roundup. Coming up next week, I think I want to do the deep dive. Well, the next episode, that military programs for teens, apparently in different states that are taxpayer funded, are a hotbed of just hot mess, drama, crazy shit going on. So stay tuned for the next episode. I think I'm going to deep dive into that. But that's all I got.
Let's move on to some save rounds and alibis. Cons, we will start with you. What's going on, my man?
Ooh, okay. I was in it a little bit this weekend because I had to bring some truth to the internet and let people know something. And there were a lot of folks who were upset with me, but here are the facts. Okay. Biscuits overall are not good. Okay. When the vast majority of something tastes like cardboard, like, don't get me wrong. I'm sure there are restaurants.
Then
out
you've
there
been
that have
having
really
the
nice
wrong biscuits.
Biscuits,
just so you know. If you've ever woken up violently
this
hungover.
This is a guy who loves plain toast with butter.
If you've
eating.
Ever woken up violently hungover in North Carolina after
go to
a wedding.
Jersey diner where you can get some bread and toast. It'll be toasted. It'll be crazy. We have toasted bread. It's way better than biscuits.
A biscuit with butter and jam when you're hungover is key.
Delightful.
And then you vomit it up in an airplane bag for
are you,
the first
are
time
you too
in your
done?
Life.
Are you too done? Are you gonna stop interrupting me once
no.
No,
in the entirety of Zero Block? You gonna let me talk?
Terrible, terrible opinion.
No, it's not. When 99% of something stinks and there's 1% that's any good, and you need to douse it in butter, or you need to put jelly all over it, and you can't just eat it by itself, otherwise it tastes like crap. No, that's not a good thing.
It's a straw man argument. It's in your opinion, it's 99%. 99% is outrageous, and you know
but
it.
But
that's a terrible argument tactic because nobody would ever believe 99% of anything is bad. 99% of drinking urine isn't even bad.
No.
Anything else?
Listen, and people who are trying to come at me and saying like, oh, I've never had good. I've had biscuits in Mississippi. I've had biscuits in Louisiana. I've had biscuits in the Carolinas. I've had biscuits all over. Okay. They're just not good.
We're not going to spend a whole lot of time on wrong things. Anything else, Cons?
Yes. What is wrong with former presidents just thinking they can take anything they want and bring it to their homes? We got President Biden has a bunch of secure documents being found all willy-nilly in his garage. What is with these guys who think like those are just never going to be found out? What is wrong
with
that?
Well, to be fair for President Biden, he probably forgot. If he says he forgot, I'll believe him 100%.
Yeah, he thought that he was using them as napkins.
He was like, I was taking a nap in the garage. Next thing I know, there's some classified documents. So people were saying, I hope liberals don't go the other way and say, oh, what President Biden did. No, impeach him in the House and Senate. Get him fuck out of here. I don't want him to be president anymore either. Can barely string together a few sentences. Wouldn't hurt me at all.
It's just
get out of here.
Everything happens with him. It's just making him look worse and worse. And this is just the latest in the folly. Just terrible. It's just stop letting them take things out of the White House, I guess, is what I'm
or
trying to say.
Or live in there.
Yeah,
neither
seriously.
One of them should live there either.
No,
that would be great.
No. You imagine all the old dead skin they're leaving everywhere? That's just gross.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. That's all I got.
Kate?
Ooh. Yeah, I hate to say it. The, you know, big scuffle. Big kerfluffle in Boston this weekend. They unveiled the Embrace, the sculpture of Martin Luther King and Coretta Scott King. And it does indeed, from one angle, look like an enormous limp penis is being held. Yeah. I always look at, because the 360 of the entire statue, this is one of those things where I think, oh my God, like 100 different people had to approve this. And nobody was like, you guys.
It's because they're old. It's
wait
old.
A minute.
It's the olds.
Wait, hold on. It's a lot. It looks like a lot of penis. But you know what? But okay. Anyway, also, I'm getting my
wait. No. Before, I think in this modern era, if you're unveiling a statue, because think about all the ones that are fucked up. You have like Cristiano Ronaldo is one of the ones where it looks like his face is melting. There's several different busts in the Hall of Fame that people are like, that looks nothing like that person at all. What they need to do.
Whether you're tossing the ball around with buddies or picking off passes like a pro, Optimum Nutrition can help unlock more you. Tackle your recovery with Gold Standard 100% Whey, which has 24 grams of high-quality protein per serving and more than 15 delicious, easy-to-mix flavors. Put the world's number one to the test. Available at stores nationwide and online at OptimumNutrition.com. Euromonitor International Limited, Consumer Health 2023 edition, and custom research conducted February to March 2023. Retail sales of whey protein powder in 2022.
Is anybody that's going to build a statue, whether it's the Eagles, the Jags, whoever, any organization building a statue, you need to have the best meme people on Instagram, on Twitter, go in there and be like, hey, look at, bring Nick and KB. Bring Nick and KB to wherever you're going to do. Be like, make fun of this as much as you want. And if they only have five or six things, cool. If they have a litany of like 100, get it out of here.
Yeah, if you can roast it bad enough, maybe hold off on those plans and reassess. But I don't know. Yeah, it's kind of rough. But what are you going to do? Also, huge news to all the listeners out there. Next time you listen to the show, I will have gotten my hair dyed blonde because I'm having another crisis.
Did you get a haircut again?
No, I just had, because I'm at my parents, I had time to blow dry it this morning. So I really took my time and I feel like a human being again. Yeah. It's amazing.
So I'm going,
I'm going blonde on everyone's asses. I'm getting rid of the gray and I'm going to come back with a whole lot of sass on the next
episode. Hopefully you don't call me and Cons crying in the Walgreens.
Yeah, we can't do that again. For the 40th time.
It could happen.
Standing in the back by the medicines that nobody, you don't want anybody to see you. By the way, my Walgreens here was going in to get a fucking prescription, as you usually do at Walgreens. I go into the back. Did you guys know that Walgreens is slanging dildos and butt plugs now?
Wait, what?
I swear to God, dude. I walked in the back, turned around, and I was like, what? Because, you know, there's typically condoms and you have lubes and shit like that. It was in this clear plastic container and it was just butt plugs and fucking dildos. Even some of those dildos that are dildos and butt plugs at the same time.
I, for one, am shocked you're just now discovering this.
Oh, they've been in there for a while.
Buddy, they've been slinging dick in there.
Well, I've been off the condom market for a while. I just go, I've been raw dogging it 1,450 times over the last 12 years, 13 years.
That is pretty cool.
Yeah, I go
for you.
But I guess if you're married, you can introduce the dildo or butt plug every now and then. There's nothing wrong with that. I mean,
I trust a Walgreens dildo.
Yeah, it's going to be cleaner. Yeah.
Right.
It's not like you're buying it off the black
market. No parabens in my asshole.
No. Plenty of, they have water-based or what's the other one? Oil? Petroleum? What's the other base? Oh, latex?
I don't know.
Oh, I don't know either. Anything else, Kate?
No, that's it.
Okay. I had probably the best and worst Saturday night of my life. Yeah. My beloved Jags fell down 27-0. I was walking around my house, pacing around like I typically do when the Jags are playing. I was pacing around my house, muttering underneath, like, I would have almost rather not made the playoffs than this be it. Everybody's watching. It's a Saturday night game and they lay a fucking egg. I got so pissed. I made McCartney go to bed in like the end of the middle of the second quarter. It's like, we're down 27-0. Game's over. And then I said, you know what? I still want to watch in case somebody asks me about it. So I go down to my office. They start the comeback. PFT and Dan start texting me. They're like, I think they're going to do it. The Chargers are going to, they're going to snap. It's like, stop texting me. Do not text me anymore. I want this to go. And then when it got down to the end of the game and they actually scored, like they kicked the field goal to win. I don't think of all the games that I've watched, I've seen the Braves win a World Series. I've seen Florida State win national championships when I was obsessed with those teams when I was little. This was only a wild card game, but I feel this might be the most excited I've ever been watching a game. Legit.
Yeah, I mean, and I'll given the myself. Context. Yeah, given the context and the fashion in which they won the game, I could absolutely see that. And by the way, Dan is the worst person to watch a game when your team is playing and going through it.
He just makes it that much worse. Ended up winning?
Yes.
Yeah.
I thought they ended up losing. Like, I thought they made a comeback and they ended up losing.
They
by
won
the end.
31-30.
Oh, that's sports, man.
Yeah, it really is.
Fucking down, sports for you.
Yeah, it's crazy.
So then at this point, though, Chaps, like, I don't know what your thoughts on the rest of the playoffs, but are you content with that win and anything else is gravy, or how are you feeling about it for the rest of the way?
To me, this is like if you went to the Barstool, you went to the Barstool sports book and you had a bet, and it was like that Mattress Mac dude. You put down $1 million and you're going to get back $10 million in return unless you hedge it and you get $5 million. I feel like I get the hedge bet no matter what for the rest of the time, that I get the best possible. No one ever thought we were the worst team in the league back-to-back years and made the divisional round of the playoffs this year. So I'm happy. Cool. That's all I wanted to do there. It was great. Other than that, not a whole lot going on. I love it when McCartney doesn't have school because I no longer have to get up super early. That's been pretty special. Other than that, we'll see you guys on Friday. Yeah, it's on the retreat.
Friday.